Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Justin Kaufman's in our studio now.
I think you'll get the... I think you make your goal.
I hope so. I'm sure we will. Do we have your brackets up?
Yeah. The polls are up on WGNradio.com. You can find them on our Facebook page and other places. But they're all the polls of our Sweet 16 of our Ultimate Chicago Movie Cage Match is up.
So you're down to 16.
Yeah. We started... So the whole concept of this just came from the fact that we were arguing about movies and Chicago movies. And we started to talk about it. And we said... What if we did it like a bracket, like an NCAA tournament? We took 64 of the best Chicago movies and whittled them down to the final four and the final two. And so we did that, and we put it in bracket form, and I gave about 100 of the brackets, the 64, to staff, WGN staff. You filled out one. Ella filled one out. And then I kind of took the consensus from that, the numbers, and they borne out the Sweet 16. And so we start with the Sweet 16. So because if we did all
right,
of the matchups,
we'd
be there till 2022. So right now, yeah, there are 16 that you can vote for.
All right, give me the matchups, and I'll blurt out my...
Okay, so tonight, we've already done two. We did it last week. We did Blues Brothers versus Uncle Buck. Blues Brothers, of course, the number one seed. Uncle Buck, the John Hughes film with John Candy. Which one do you like?
Blues Brothers has
and
to win.
And that did win. It won big. And it's unfortunate because I think a lot of people wanted Uncle Buck to go further than the Sweet 16. But
well,
I got
it's
a bad matchup.
So look at the draw.
You know, you got to then have a better conference record if you don't like your draw.
You know how many people are threatening me over bubble movies? Movies that didn't make the tournament that I, you know, either slipped and didn't make it or decided that it wasn't necessarily a Chicago movie.
Widows is not in this thing.
Widows is one that people get mad about. They get mad about Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which
wow.
We decided was not a Chicago movie because it only ends in Chicago. But people were very upset
That's
about
funny.
That.
Widows, total Chicago movie. Yeah. Planes, Trains, Automobiles, I don't think
Widows
about it.
Widows was an overstatement, just an overstatement.
Wait a minute, what about Home Alone then?
Home Alone, we decided on Home Alone because when you do watch Home Alone, which of course is on 6,000 times right now, it is the beginning of it. It's all Chicago. They're going to O'Hare. They're getting picked. Everything about it is very Chicago.
They go to Braidwood in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Do they really?
Yeah.
How about that?
Shot
right.
Part of it at,
yeah.
at Braidwood.
We could spend the whole time arguing this because there's also Midnight Run, which was the great De Niro, Grodin, and there was a Chicago scene there. They come to Chicago, want to either end up or start in Chicago.
Those movies are very similar, and yeah. Of the two, Midnight Run to me is the better.
Yeah, and that's the question here, is not necessarily the best movie. And because I, like for instance, in the Sweet 16, and we'll get to Wayne's World is in the Sweet 16. I don't necessarily consider that to be a Chicago movie, although it is. I mean, it has the great driving around scene, and it really kind of goes out of its way to show some of the more really true blue Chicago iconic spots, things like that. But that movie beat out Running Scared. Another movie in the first 64 was My Bodyguard. Those are Chicago movies, but when they go up against these movies that are iconic beyond Chicago, they lose.
Well, Christmas Vacation was Christmas pretty Vacation. Much not filmed in Chicago.
So The Fugitive gets Christmas Vacation in the Sweet 16. I saw The Fugitive was on Showtime this weekend. It was in a hotel room. I was like, I almost skipped my wife's Christmas party to watch it. I watched the first 30 minutes of it.
Which wins for you?
The Fugitive. But because that's a Chicago. I mean, that is authentic Chicago. When you go into it, even everything about it is very Chicago. He comes
Christmas
back to Vacation's Chicago.
Christmas Vacation's going to win.
Christmas Vacation is not shot here, but everyone knows that the Griswolds live in Chicago. They see the shot where they go down Michigan Avenue or go to, I think
go
it's
to
Marshall Field.
Or Marshall Field, yeah.
So there is this Chicago vibe, this Christmas Chicago Michigan Avenue vibe. And of course, the Griswolds are known to be a Chicago family. So there is something, and that's really what you have to determine. And when you mentioned I brought advocates in studio. So the idea is they have to argue these points. They have to say, you know, I'm for The Fugitive, I'm also against Christmas Vacation, because Christmas Vacation, although it is set in Chicago, it's not shot here. Everyone knows when at the beginning of that movie when they go get the Christmas tree, there are mountains in the background. It was shot in Colorado.
Yeah.
The rest of it was on a Warner Brothers lot in L.A. And there's not even any moment in which Chevy Chase or John Hughes or any of the people who were involved in that film were actually shooting in Chicago. There's an exterior, there are a couple exteriors, like they show Marshall Fields, the outside, but that's about it. But people like that movie, and they do think it's Chicago, so that's a tough one.
God, we were watching Christmas Vacation the other day, and somebody, maybe it was Brenda, said, commented on the movies in the mountains in the background. Yeah. Where they go, she goes, that's nowhere near Chicago.
It's nowhere. They shot it in Colorado. Another great one. This is the one that really is going to be my favorite. Tonight is an awesome one. It's The Untouchables versus Home Alone. That's you go one way or the other, and it might be generational, and it might break down in different demographics as opposed to what true
kind of
blue
movie
Chicago.
I like, yeah.
Yeah. But this is the one that you can do a lot of arguments. I'm looking forward to it. The Dark Knight, the Batman film, of course, Heath Ledger, versus About Last Night, which is the Jim Belushi, Demi Moore, Rob Lowe film that took place, based on sexual perversity in Chicago, the David Mamet play. It is... True, that is a Chicago movie.
Yeah.
Everything about it. We're softball, playing
softball scenes, bars, right. Stuff like that.
Now, The Dark Knight is not set in Chicago. It is set in Gotham City. So it has a little bit of an asterisk. People love that movie, and of course, anyone who was living here in the last 10 years remembers all the great scenery from it and everything, but it's Gotham City.
Remember, Kelly's is still there, isn't it, under the Albert Belden? Not Belden, but Webster. Yeah, that used to be a haunt of mine was in that movie.
That's what I mean. It's a hard one because I would say Dark Knight's better than About Last Night as a movie.
Oh, God, yes.
But if you're going for the true blue Chicago experience, About Last Night is Chicago and Dark Knight is Gotham City.
Okay, well, if I'm doing your brackets, and mm-hmm. I don't remember how I scored this, I probably said Dark Knight because it's some iconic Chicago scenery and a better movie. But if you said, give me a Chicago movie, About Last Night should advance, even though
it's written by Tim Kazarinski, and it's
I don't like that movie.
It's got a lot of great Chicago shots, and there's some.
Can I just say one more in defense of that movie? I lived that movie. That movie came out.
You were the Jim Belushi character.
It was, yeah. No, actually, I was the woman.
You're Demi.
Demi Moore.
Demi.
No, but I was living in that neighborhood at the time that movie came out, and just was at the moment. It was great.
Okay, I got a couple more for you.
Before you do, I want to just throw a couple of titles at you. People are asking if they made your cut. Yeah.
They probably did.
Ordinary People?
Yes, and that was a very close one. That lost to About Last Night by one vote to get to the Sweet
16. Is Risky Business in there?
Risky Business is up against Hoop Dreams in the Sweet 16.
Okay, so give us your Sweet 16.
Okay, so it's Untouchables, Home Alone, Wayne's World versus High Fidelity.
High Fidelity.
That's the John Cusack, Jack Black song, or movie. Blues Brothers versus Uncle Buck. We did that one.
Blues
Hoop
Brothers.
Dreams versus Risky Business. That's a tough one.
But those are equally Chicago.
Nick DiGilio, he's going to say Risky Business. He's big into Risky Business.
Yeah.
That's his
Keep going.
The Fugitive, Christmas Vacation, Dark Knight, About Last Night, Ferris Bueller, Cooley High, and Backdraft versus Adventures in Babysitting.
Okay.
Those are the Sweet 16.
Well, I would like to see Backdraft and Adventures in Babysitting pair off against some of those lesser or greater movies.
Right.
To
and Adventures in Babysitting moved on last Thursday. So Adventures in Babysitting is in the Elite Eight.
So then Michael Phillips is going to come on and advocate tonight for the Untouchables. And
Kristen Toomey, who's a great Chicago comedian, is going to do Home Alone. Right. And then Rich Roper is doing Ferris Bueller. Rose doing Cooley High. Nick is doing Risky Business. Peter Sagal's involved. Eve Ewing. There's a lot of great people that are coming in, great Chicagoans that are coming in to advocate for these 16 films.
Hey, Randy, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Maybe add two more to the list. U.S. Marshals, which was a spinoff of The Fugitive.
Did not make the 64 because of that.
What was the other one you liked, Randy?
With Sandra Bullock, While You Were Sleeping.
Yep. Yeah. And that movie came really, really close to beating Risky Business, and it was very close.
CTA,
because LaGrange. But at the end of the day, that movie just, I think a lot of people were like, that's just not that great of a movie.
Good options, Randy. Yeah. They were part of the 64 team field. Yeah. They didn't make the Sweet 16. What time are you doing this?
9 o'clock tonight, and we'll do it all week this week and part of next, and then we'll have the Elite Eight after Christmas.
Okay. Keep it up. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Justin Kaufman on Extension 720. Did I say Clark Griswold was in Home Alone? Shame on me. By the way, 815 texted in and said, in Christmas Vacation, John, those mountains in the background, that's Mount Prospect. I do believe Mount Prospect is so named because it is the highest point in the metropolitan area.
How about Mount Trashmore? Wasn't there Mount Trashmore here?
Yeah. the garbage dump, Mount Trashmore?
Right. Yeah.